David, how are you?
How are you doing? Hey, look, nice seeing you. Hey, I greatly appreciate you waiting for me, man. I was 12 and a half hours of operating. I mean, you know how it is.
I know how it is.
I'm Dr. David Batlock. I'm a gynecologic surgeon, and I also do liposculpting. And I'm here today as a patient to see Dr. Diamond for a blepharoplasty to take care of my upper eyelids, which I'm having a problem with. At the end of a long day of surgery, I feel that my eyes are just tired, heavy. It's not a concern about aesthetics. It's a concern about just how my eyes feel at the end of the day. And I really even think it affects my vision per se, at the end of the day.
This is just something that comes with age, the excess skin on the upper lids. And it's a known fact that people, when you engage somebody in a conversation, the first place you look and the first place they look is right here, right at your eyes. And, you're in the limelight. You need to look your best.
Right.
Dr. Matlock's been at the top of his field as a surgeon in Beverly Hills for many, many years. He travels the world and lectures all over the place, and he's a very high-profile person.
This will take a good 5 or 10 years off you in a very, very safe and effective manner, very natural manner. We'll make a fine little incision in the normal eyelid crease that you have. There will be no visible scar. We'll just excise the extra skin.
Dr. Matlock is going to have an upper eyelid blepharoplasty, which is essentially removing the excess skin of the upper eyelid. And this helps to create a refreshed appearance and create a younger look.
This is actually one of the first things that a lot of young people come in to see me for.
What do my friends and family think? You don't need this. What does my daughter think? You don't need this. What my girlfriend think? You don't need this. They don't think you don't need that. But, it's something that I want.
I won't want you exercising for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
So that might be tough for you, but that'll be probably the hardest part for you. We take the stitches out Tuesday. You can go back to work Wednesday.
Okay.
I probably would hold off on operating until at least Friday, preferably the following Monday if you can. He's kind of a turbocharged kind of guy. I'm afraid he might try and get back to work, maybe get back to exercise a little bit earlier than I would otherwise want. So I'm hoping he'll behave himself.
I'll do the right thing.
You're going to do great.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay?
Yeah.